throwing people off. The agenda I had mentioned last night was essentially to review the discussion from the council and the terms of reference to discuss a work plan around, in light of the new terms of reference, to get in that same vein to briefly discuss what we might plan in Luxembourg. There's been a couple of suggestions from Bruce, I think, in that vein, and then to get a brief update on where we stand with the work item number 2 or our old conflict with national laws item, which Steve and Kathy have been working on off list. Anyone have anything else to add to that? Yes, Ken?
Yeah, I would like to ask if it would be possible, since Susan is on the call, if she might take just a couple of minutes to outline her understanding of how she expects this little quarry we're having on Sunday in Luxembourg to go, because I think the GAC is working with the council and some of the Who Is people on that.
Yeah, I'm glad to... I would usually add that in the Luxembourg topic, but I know, Ken, that you need to drop off the call probably before we'll get to that. So, I'll add that close to the top of the agenda. Anyone else? I'm actually going to mix up the order a little bit to get rid of a couple of administrative items then. And the first thing I'd ask is maybe just an update on the conflict with national laws topic from Steve, since Kathy's not on the call.
Yes, as the task force directed us, we've been working offline to try to break this out into a recommendation for consensus policy and then a recommended procedure that staff would consider as a starting point in implementing that policy. And I think we've made a lot of progress, and I just got a note from Kathy that she's not going to be able to join the call today, but that she should be able to circulate a draft by close of business today.
Okay. So that might be something we'd be able to discuss next week, Steve?
Yes, hopefully.
Great. Okay. Thanks. Anyone have questions for Steve about that? Okay.
Somebody just jumped on.
It's Marilyn. Sorry to be late.
Hi, Marilyn. Okay, next item on the agenda then. I will ask, we'll probably return to this later on, but for Ken's benefit and maybe informationally, Suzanne, could you give us a minute or two worth of discussion about what the plans are for the GAC working session on Sunday in Luxembourg?
Sure. Thanks, Jordan, for the opportunity. I believe Bruce has circulated a draft agenda to the council and perhaps even to the Who Is Task Force. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, he forwarded it to me and I forwarded it to the task force. So.
Okay. The agenda is still being further refined because I'm actually identifying now real people to make these presentations.
Ooh,
and in fact, I'm
breaking up.
Yeah,
we got a bad echo.
We just got some really terrible echo on the line. So if anyone just did something, please undo it. Maybe it's gone now.
I hope so. I hope it's not coming from my end. We've been having telephone system problems here.
Yeah,
does it sound okay now?
Seems to be better now, so.
Okay. What I'm doing is finalizing with outreach to the council chairs of the GNSO, CCNSO, and ASO, trying to identify appropriate speakers. On my side, I'm working with my GAC colleagues identifying law enforcement representatives in country. Haven't nailed all of that down. I'm very pleased that I actually do have a name from a representative representing Interpol. So I'm about to send out a letter of invitation to this gentleman who is actually the director of the Specialized Crime Unit. I believe I will have a UK government representative. Martin Boyle is working on that. Ashley Cross of Australia is working on his end, trying to get me a government representative. So we're still fleshing out the law enforcement panel. And I am, as I said, working with the council chairs of the other supporting organizations to help nail down proposed speakers. So it's still a little bit fluid, but I think it's coming together fairly well. It will be scheduled, it's the afternoon of Sunday, July 10th from 2 to 6. I am working with ICANN staff. I've got an agreed outreach with Michael Evans and Diane Schroeder to try to discuss logistics so that we can make sure we have appropriate room space set up, not in a traditional GAC setting, by the way. This is because this meeting is before the GAC plenary, we will not have the normal, you know, U-shaped table. Hopefully we have a proper meeting room with panels at the front and the audience sort of laid out as a normal conference meeting might be.
Do you know what day this will be on?
It's Sunday, July 10th.
Okay.
Now, the one angle that I think is useful to highlight, only just for people to know in advance, to ensure that we get the presentations that we are looking for from law enforcement in particular about the techniques they use and their experiences to increase their level of comfort in terms of the details they might share, we are seeking to have this a closed working session, and that by that we mean not open to the press. So I'm going to be working with the council chairs of the other supporting organizations to help figure out a good means of tracking participation so that we can facilitate proper participation by all interested parties. And on my side, I'm trying to get the entire GAC, whoever is in Luxembourg, by that Sunday afternoon to attend, as opposed to just the GAC GNSO working group members. I'm happy to take questions if anybody has any additional questions.
Suzanne, it's Marilyn. I just was clarifying the task force is invited by the council.
Indeed. No, I'm relying on the council chairs to do the further outreach within their respective communities.
So my question was going to go to, and you sent the invitation as well to the other supporting organizations. Did you include the chair of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee?
Ah, my apologies. No, I have not. I will be happy to do that.
And on the logistics, I am logistics for the council, so we can talk about we can perhaps talk about what I'm encountering on logistics later, if that would be helpful to you.
Sure, that would be great. Thank you.
This is Steve Metalis. Could I ask a question?
Sure.
It really goes more to how this fits into the rest of the meeting. Do we know yet the days on which constituencies will be meeting, and do we know the day on which, if at all, this task force will be meeting?
Jordan, I can tell you what I know about meeting planning with ICANN, if you want me to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great, Marilyn.
Steve, I can tell you what we have told the ICANN staff that we need from the council perspective, and there will be a call later today with the ICANN staff to confirm that's what we're going to get. The council has told the ICANN staff that constituency day is to be Tuesday, and that leaves Monday for additional meetings of the constituencies, some of whom need 2 days to meet, and for any other meetings as well. On Wednesday morning, there will be a public forum of the council at which Bruce has asked to this task force, I think, be a part of the public forum, Jordan, but I leave that discussion to you. The task force would have as an option in terms of its, the available times that it could meet would be Monday, depending on whether one or two of the constituencies are tied up on Monday, or possibly possibly Wednesday afternoon. There will be two public forums yet to be determined on when they will be, one on the strat plan going forward and one on the operational plan slash budget. Those have not been, the time for those have not been confirmed, but they are being worked on. They're likely to be like in the 5 to 7 or 4 to 6 time frame on a couple of the days as they were when we were in Marta Plata. Monday afternoon would probably, or Monday sometime would probably be the best time for the task force, but there is the question of potential conflict with, I think, the registrar constituency who often meets 2 days.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marilyn.
I have a question for Suzanne again about this working session of the GAC.
Yeah, go ahead, Milton.
Yeah, just looking at the agenda, the proposed agenda, I don't see any representation for people who might be expert in issues of individual rights against law enforcement activities. Is this simply another one of these sort of one-sided attempts to promote a particular view within the GAC, or is this considered to be a fairly broad discussion of the role of law enforcement in the use of this data?
Hi, Milton. I think it's more the latter, and I think there is certainly an understanding within the GAC that there are other issues and other aspects which we hope to address at a subsequent meeting, perhaps even as early as Vancouver. But this was a way of trying to manage the breadth and the scope of the different public policy issues, and we decided to just sort of parse them out, and there was strongest interest expressed in better understanding how law enforcement agencies collaborated in Capitol with other agencies, other ministries, and with the relevant community, whether it's registrars, registries, et cetera. So in view of that expressed interest, we focused this first session on the law enforcement side with an understanding that we may well continue having such a workshop approach or a roundtable session on other aspects, which could include the personal privacy aspect.
So privacy, as usual, is deferred to some indeterminate date in the future.
I wouldn't say as usual. I'm not exactly understanding where that comment comes from the GAC perspective.
It comes from 5 years of history, Suzanne. That's where it comes from.
Okay. Well, I'm just giving you the atmospherics and the background for this decision.
Well, I'm just saying it's quite typical of the way things have proceeded. Thanks for clarifying.
Sure.
Any other questions for Suzanne?
Suzanne, it's Marilyn. In terms of firming this up, so it is a definite, and the time frames are firm, and the task force is invited by council, and there will be an agenda probably in like 2 weeks. Would that be a good estimate, or is it?
Yeah, no, that sounds about reasonable. If I can get some confirmed speaker names prior to that, I will, of course, get a revised agenda out sooner than 2 weeks.
Great. Thanks, Suzanne. We'll be talking later in the call about some of our own planning for Luxembourg, so this is helpful to frame that.
Thank you, Jordan.
Okay. The next topic on the agenda is a discussion of our new terms of reference and the council discussion from last week. The council did approve new terms of reference for us. Before we turn to terms of reference, I do want to just briefly mention that there was council discussion also last Thursday about the first recommendation that this task force forwarded to the council, which is the one relating to notification. And that, there was no action taken, essentially. There were a number of councilors, I guess, not present on the call or proxies given without specific instructions. And Bruce deferred the vote until the next council meeting, which was on June 20-something, I think.
23rd, I think.
23rd, yeah. So there should be, I guess we're expecting a vote at that next council meeting on that particular item. The council did vote and approve a new terms of reference for the task force. And just to sort of summarize, there's five items within the terms of reference in terms of tasks. One of them is something that we discussed earlier in the call, which is the way to resolve conflicts between national law, privacy laws, and WHOIS obligations. That's the recommendation that Steve and Kathy have been working on offline. We're to continue work on that particular topic. The other four tasks, I think, give us some more structure and guidance with regards to other areas of work. So the other four tasks are essentially, number one, to define the purpose of the WHOIS service in the context of ICANN's mission and core values and some other stuff. I don't want to read them all, but the terms of reference have been sent out to the list, but just to summarize, the second is to define the purpose of the registered name holder technical and administrative contacts in the context of the purpose of WHOIS and the purpose for which the data was collected. It makes reference to the existing transfers task force report, which I think is current policy with regards to these contacts. Number three, the third task is to determine which data collected should be available for public access in the context of the purpose of WHOIS. One difference between this terms of reference and our previous one, or the previous amalgamation of the various terms of references before, it was within the scope of the task force to discuss what data should be gathered. That's no longer the case. Simply, what of the data gathered, what should be available for public access. And the last task is to determine how to improve the process for notifying a registrar of inaccurate WHOIS data and the process for investigating and correcting inaccurate data. So essentially a response-based mechanism of dealing with issues relating to accuracy. I was there for some of the call but had to drop off due to some civic obligations. Marilyn or Ken, do you have anything to add in terms of other discussions that may have taken place with regards to the terms of reference?
Well, I'd love to talk about the terms of reference, but I want to know why you were double parked and got all those tickets and had to go pay them.
It's actually jury duty.
Oh, all right. Never mind. On the terms of reference, let me make a comment about the deferred vote, because you didn't mention, but I think it would be helpful for people to know that Maria Farah, our policy officer, was given a short data gathering assignment to report back to the council, and I would assume to the task force as well, on some additional sort of quick survey, very, very quick survey at a very high level on the existing experiences that of how people find the notice, and I think that will be forthcoming probably relatively soon. It's probably just good to note that. On the terms of reference, Jordan, I think the only thing that I would call people's attention to is the idea that we would be, the council will continue to be very closely involved and expect to work with frequent reports from the task force on the progress they're making and be able to offer assistance or support at any point that the task force feels that that's necessary.
Great. Thanks, Marilyn. Any questions or comments about the new terms of reference at this point? Okay. Great. So,
Jordan, this is Steve. Yeah. I had one question.
Sure. Go ahead, Steve.
Is it? It's not clear to me whether this these five tasks are listed in any order.
Yeah, I don't think they're in an order, especially since the last number. I actually gave them out of order, yeah, because because the first task I mentioned and the one that we're actively, that we actually have the most work done on, is actually listed as number 5.
Okay.
And I don't think that's meant to say we should do it last or that it's the lowest priority. I think it's just because Bruce had already written the other 4, and then we pointed out that we had to tack that on to the end to keep our existing work sort of in scope.
Right.
Marilyn, do you have, was there any discussion about this?
No, that's exactly right, George. There should be no assumption made by the number that is assigned to the particular task.
Yeah. Okay. So with that in mind, I think with the new terms of reference, I think it is helpful. We do have a few. I think tasks 1 and 2, which are essentially defining the purpose of who is and defining the purpose of the contacts, seem to me to be preliminary work that will be helpful in framing tasks 3 and 4, 3 to a greater extent, maybe 4 to a slightly lesser extent. But, it's difficult to decide what information should be accessible for public access without a notion of what the purpose is and what the contacts are there for. It seems like we may want to put together a work plan in which we at least some of this work approach serially. But if there aren't any other questions about this, I think it would make sense to move to a discussion of work plan.
Jordan, this is Steve. Thank you.
Go ahead. Anyone else want to be in the queue? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this is one reason why I asked the question about whether these were listed in order, because number five is farthest along. We'll keep doing that. Number 4, we actually have a proposal on the table, I think. Ross made a proposal a few weeks ago. I don't remember exactly when. We haven't had any discussion of it. There's been some discussion on the list. But it seems to me that's one thing that we, again, could kind of build on what we've already been doing. And although, as you know, our constituency and, indeed, the vast majority of the constituencies represented on the council believe that term of reference is too narrow, nevertheless, that's what we've been given. And since we've already done some work on this question of investigating and correcting inaccurate data, maybe we should kind of make that a priority.
Jordan, it's Marilyn. I have a question.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
Let me see if I can address the terms of reference a little bit differently, perhaps. I think 1, 2, and 3 are actually, category 1. I don't want to call them task 1, but sort of, or issue 1, maybe. I even use the word issue, but I'm issue right now. So I think issue 1, 1, 2, and 3 belong to that issue. For that work initiative, work initiative. Isn't 4 then work initiative 2? And 5 is work initiative 3?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one way we could, that's certainly a reasonable suggestion as to how we might put together a work plan around these different tasks.
Okay, and so if we follow that approach, then I would suggest that we have a work plan for each of the initiatives, because they can be advanced simultaneously in some cases. And if we think of it as initiative 1, which has 1, 2, and 3 in it, we could, we're going to get a report from Maria as input for an assignment that Bruce made to her on the council call. We have work that we need to get back from the constituencies, and that could proceed while we then undertake some discussion on initiative 2 and initiative 3.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily, I mean, I certainly think initiative 3, as you're calling it, or task 5, You know, we've already been working on that on a standalone basis, and it doesn't strike me as there's any reason why we couldn't continue to. I think Task 4 and the rest, some have suggested in the past that it might be easier to advance the work on that task if it's combined with the other tasks. Some have suggested a contrary opinion, but I think you know, I'd like to talk about a little bit about that today, and certainly I think that's one approach that what you've suggested, Marilyn, is one approach we could take. To the extent we haven't had any sort of unifying proposal that does bring together the first, like tasks, I'll call it tasks 3 and 4, which are sort of the actual what would actually end up being policy recommendations that combine accuracy and access somehow. It may be difficult to actually combine work on them, but you know, at some point we may see something like that that might help us advance our work constructively. So I don't want to necessarily foreclose that option.
Jordan, can I get in the queue?
Yeah. Milton, anyone else? Go ahead, Milton.
Okay, so we're talking work plan here. My understanding of the work plan is it seems to me obvious that Task 5 could be advanced on a parallel track, but that with respect to 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's very clear to me that we have to deal with the purpose first, and that none of the other tasks can be adequately addressed until we have resolved the question of purpose. In fact, that's, as I understand it, that's the reason Task 1 is in there. It's a well-known part of you know, data protection law and norms that you, if you're collecting data, you have to have a clearly defined purpose, and that that purpose tells you what data is needed and what data is not needed. That purpose tells you how much resources you might want to invest in making it accurate and what the stakes of accuracy are. That purpose also tells you what needs to be publicly accessible and what doesn't. So it's obvious to me that we really cannot do anything without resolving task one first. And I would not agree with the interpretation that was offered that the order of these tasks is not reflective of an order of priority. I think it very clearly is. It's a very clear sequence. Define the purpose, define the purpose of the registered name holders, and, excuse me, first define the purpose of the WHOIS service in the context of ICANN's mission. That's the top of the hierarchy. Second, define the purpose of specific data elements within that service. And third, define what should be available for public access. Once that is done, then you can talk about accuracy.
Jordan, can I make a clarification? Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah, sir. Go ahead, Marilyn.
I don't think the council was, and I'm not disagreeing, Milton, so much with what you're proposing as just trying to clarify what I think the council's suggestion was, and that is that you need to advance work on 1 and 2. Some amount of data gathering and discussion needs to occur in an interactive way, as opposed to a sequential. That is, it's more of a process in which you can discuss 2 at the same time that you're discussing 1. 3 is, I think, where the assumption of counsel was that there would be that would be the nature of a policy recommendation that would come out of the task force. I think 4 was viewed as being focused on dealing with a existing requirement by the and. While I appreciate the comment that you made about that you made, I'd like to seek clarification, Jordan, from you. I don't think Ross is on the call, but any others about what 4 would be addressing, because I thought this was focused on the existing policy requirements for the registrar.
Yeah, I'm trying to parse the language. In I don't think we have any actual registrar reps on the call, so I'll do my best here. But trying to parse the language of the recommendation, it seems that I mean, most of the recommendation does simply sort of reiterate the current policy. So I guess number four says the only sentence that doesn't apply to that would be determine how to improve the process for notifying a registrar of inaccurate WHOIS data and the process for investigating and correcting the inaccurate data. So determine how to improve the process, I would read as either could simply be, you know, some sort of framework we set up. In previous calls, we've discussed the idea of perhaps funneling all WHOIS complaints through a central mechanism in order to get better reporting and so on. Or it could be improving the process could actually be some sort of substantive policy recommendation that would affect the process somehow. So I think it's I would say it could be as narrow as it could be that we agree to do something as narrow as what you're suggesting, Marilyn. Or it could be I think read somewhat broader than that, and it's not 100% clear to me exactly what the intent was.
Okay, then I would propose the following. I would propose instead of our debating it, if you would just send an email back to Bruce and ask the council to clarify for you. I think I have a pretty good understanding of it, but I don't want to put us in the position of debating it, and I think we should just take the floor back to Bruce as the chair and get clarification.
This is Steve. Can I get in the queue?
Yeah, Steve. Anyone else?
Yeah, I wanted to Milton. Ask a question about that, too.
Okay. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, on this, on Merrill's last suggestion, I mean, you know, we were involved in drafting these terms of reference, and sending it back to the council for clarification is just delaying any action on it. I think it's clear, I disagree with Milton on this, it's clear that number four does not depend on number one, does not depend on number two. Number four, which deals with how to improve the existing process for reporting and acting on reports of inaccurate WHOIS data, and again, we've already done a lot of work on this. And Ross has made a proposal, and maybe that's a good starting point. And I don't see a reason to delay this or to move it behind some of the others. And, you know, I understand. I mean, Marilyn referred to Bruce tasking Maria to do something on behalf of this task force. Is Bruce in charge of instructing the staff on what they need to do to support the task force? I don't find that relevant at all. He's not even a member of this task force. And certainly he's not, he doesn't have the responsibility for setting the priorities of the staff in support of this task force. So I think number four is something that we could, I agree with the idea of having separate work plans for numbers one through three together, number four and number five, because I think these are all kind of separate, obviously interrelated. But I don't see a reason to hold up on number four to get clarification on terms of reference that we were involved in drafting that weren't changed by the council, even though the council voted 12-7 in favor of changing them under the council's rules, of course. That's not sufficient to change these terms of reference. So we've been dealt this hand. Let's work with it.
Thanks, Steve. I think just to one point of clarification, Steve, I think Marilyn referred earlier to Bruce directing Maria to gather some data in support of the council's vote, not in support of the task force. So before the council's able to take a vote on the recommendation we've already sent them, they wanted some additional information.
Thank you, Jordan, for that clarification.
Yeah.
That is.
But there has been, on the list, there's been Bruce has tasked Maria to do some other things having to do with the purpose of WHOIS.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think this is up to the task force to decide.
Jordan, would you put me in the queue after Milton?
Certainly. Milton, go ahead.
I understand what Steve is saying, that basically there's sort of this ongoing residue of accuracy from the from the prior divided task forces. But I still maintain and insist very strongly that we simply cannot resolve those issues on a consensus basis until 1, 2, and 3 are resolved. And that also, once you have resolved the issue of public access, I think that the accuracy issues, the whole complexion of that issue changes, and the degree to which other constituencies might support efforts to improve accuracy would dramatically change once we have a better understanding of what is publicly accessible, what the purpose of the WHOIS database is, and what data elements are going to be required, and in particular required to be accurate. So it's evident that the current process for investigating and correcting inaccurate data is flawed, but we view that as in some ways a consequence of the lack of attention that's been paid to privacy, and to and would not view that as being something we could resolve on a consensus basis until 1, 2, and 3 are resolved. So I see that as very much of a hierarchical kind of step-by-step way of resolving these issues, and you'll find that the level of cooperation as we go down that hierarchy will increase dramatically once the big issues are resolved.
Thanks, Milton. Marilyn?
And Jordan, this is David Ferris. Just when I've been on for a little bit, I forgot to identify that I joined.
Okay. Hi, David.
Jordan, what I'd like to address is the concern that we have at the council level about getting work advanced. And I would like to make a proposal along that line. I think what I hear is agreement, not unanimity, but running code, that 3 is work that can advance, and that work on 1, 2, and 3 is work that can advance. And that the question, and I'm not expressing an opinion about where my constituency is, but I do speak for the constituency. But I'm not speaking for them at this point. What I hear is there is not agreement on what to do about 4. So my proposal would be the following. In the interest of advancing work between now and Luxembourg, I would propose that we put 4 on the parking lot. In good organizational development language, it is parked. There's still a car, but it's parked. And we try to do a work plan on 1, 2, and 3 so that we have something meaningful, and on 5, so we have something meaningful to discuss in the public comment forum at Luxembourg, and we revisit the work plan for 4, that would give us roughly 3 to 4 weeks. I propose we revisit the discussion about 4 at a time when all representation or full representation from all constituencies is possible. So if some constituencies feel that they cannot be represented in Luxembourg, then I would propose that we bring that topic up on a conference call. We have agreement from everyone involved in the task force that they are able to fully participate in.
Thanks, Marilyn. I do think it is important that we do advance some work between now and Luxembourg, and I mean, I am hearing, I think, a greater ability to advance the work on sort of the first set of work items as well as this last. However, I'm sensitive to Steve's concern as well that we not simply, I guess maybe the parking lot is a good term, but we not abandon the work on number four. So let me suggest maybe a slight variation of your proposal, Marilyn, is that we do focus most of our, in the weeks between now and Luxembourg, that we do try to focus most of our work around, probably mostly around topics, tasks one and two, and to whatever extent we're able to advance number three as a side effect of that. My guess is there will be limited opportunity between now and Luxembourg, but we can probably make some progress on one and two, that we continue to advance task five as well, and maybe have next week discuss it on a call, and that we allow, that we continue to allow and encourage the development of Ross's proposal or any other relating to accuracy on the list in the meantime, where I think there has been, as Steve referred to, some work there. So without completely parking it, simply devoting most of our call time, at least, to the other topics over the next few weeks, at least.
Jordan, this is David. Can I just ask a question? And again, from my personal perspective. So
yeah.
There's agreement that accuracy is a problem that needs to be addressed and that we're going to deal with it at some point, at a minimum.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
I would not disagree with that either.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, David.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Jordan, are you asking for comments on your
proposal? I'm glad to entertain comments, Steve.
Well, I'm opposed to it for the reasons we've already stated. When you park this vehicle in the parking lot, someone's going to come and take the wheels off it. They're going to be off already. So I think it should be possible for us to move forward on all three. And so I would oppose your proposal and Marilyn's proposal to put this in this number four in the impoundment lot.
Any other comments on this proposal?
I just want to say that I support what Marilyn says, and I think it's almost a description of what is bound to happen anyway. I mean, we're not in agreement about it, so we may as well set it aside for a couple of months and see how much progress we make on the other areas.
Not be in agreement on points one and two either. If that's a reason not to do anything, then we should just go home.
No, what I mean is it just in terms of the logical relationship among the parts. I hate to sound like an academic here. I literally do not know how I would answer any questions about number four without knowing how questions one, two, and three are answered. I really am very sincere about that. I just have no idea what I would say or do on that task force other than just oppose anything happening until we know what is the purpose of this database, what are the data elements, and what's going to be public. But even if we or my constituency got overruled on that, I just think you're going to not be able to accomplish anything on accuracy on a consensus basis based on the other constituencies as well until you resolve those bigger issues. And, of course, there's disagreement about the bigger issues, but that's precisely what has to get worked out.
Well, Milton, what I hear you saying is that, you know, your constituency is willing to obstruct any action on number four, and therefore we can't move ahead. So unless we're willing to obstruct action on one and two, we might as well go with those. I mean, you know, it's kind of a heckler's veto here, and I'm opposed to it.
Jordan, I'd be in the queue.
Yeah, Marilyn, anyone else want to speak on this or have opinions? Specifically constituencies that haven't yet spoken up this call?
I'm just going to make a comment that clarifies a comment that Steve made. The council did have a vote about the possibility of modifying the terms of reference, and I will just clarify that it actually was not 12 to 7. Because abstentions are counted as no's, we did not have enough support to modify the terms of reference. And that is a telling message to us as responsible members of the task force. In order to advance the work, we have to find a way to work together. Our job is to do the analysis, do the research, and develop consensus policy. And I don't personally see any feasible forward other than some variation of what I propose. And I'm not interested in being an obstructionist myself, nor in creating a situation where obstruction is the rule by which task forces operate. So I would suggest that Jordan's modification of my proposal is a compromise that I would hope to get support for us to move forward as a task force. Perhaps it would give comfort if we agreed on a date certain by which to have a call specifically to discuss four. And we could do it perhaps the just immediately following Luxembourg, which would not be 2 months, but would be probably maybe 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, that would probably be around the 19th of July or something like that. I'm certainly glad to, like I said, I think I'd like to see us using our calls over the next few weeks to advance the already existing work on five, and especially to focus on one and two, and to the extent possible three. I think, like I said, I think even three may be somewhat optimistic to expect a lot of progress prior to Luxembourg, but certainly to encourage ongoing development of Ross's proposal. Or I think, Steve, you had mentioned in the past that you might have your own proposal with regard to accuracy. Anything submitted to the list to continue to develop on the list, where I think we actually do our best work with regards to specific developing specific proposals, and then to schedule to commit to take the topic up again shortly after Luxembourg. I think that does sound reasonable.
Okay, just a point of information. Where is Ross's proposal? Where is it? What is it?
It was sent to the list, and I will tell you the date, which was somewhere.
George, why don't you just...
I won't tell you the date, but I'll re-forward it to the list after the call.
Yeah. That would be great.
So Steve, your I think your objection to this is noted. But like I said, I will encourage people to continue to try to work the accuracy topic on the list. I'd just like to focus our call time for the next couple of weeks on advancing towards something we can discuss in Luxembourg with regards to especially with regards to tasks one and two.
Jordan, this is David again. Can I just set the minutes be very clear that there is a commitment to address accuracy? But I remember one of the last issues, there was some back and forth on the phone calls as to whether there was a commitment to address the issue or not. So I think it's good for us just to make sure that we don't have that confusion at some point in the future.
Yeah, I think we haven't heard any dissenting voices to that on this call. I'm glad to have that noted in the minutes for this call. Okay, any other last-minute points on this topic? I would like to use this then, since we have been sort of talking around work driving towards Luxembourg, I'd like to talk a little bit about what we might plan to do in Luxembourg. Marilyn, you mentioned that the council is interested in having some sort of who-is-related public forum event again, is that correct?
Hi. What we discussed was we will have a public forum on morning, and as some of you know, this is a recently instituted process for council, but one that I think is very worthwhile. It offers the opportunity, in addition to the public comment process, to give council a chance to hear from And we do have online access as well during the public comment process, public comment period, or sorry, I should call it the open mic, open forum. It's usually 8:30 to 10:30. It precedes the council, and Bruce was hoping to have the WHOIS task force basically present their work on a couple of these issues and take public comment on them.
Yeah, so I think that would be helpful. I would like to, I would propose that we focus that session on topics one and two, and I would hope that by then we might have some body of work. I know that Bruce has already asked Maria to start gathering information on the use of WHOIS, and as we've had seen on the discussions on the list, I think if by Luxembourg we were capable of starting to have a discussion of the purpose of WHOIS, that seems like that might be helpful, along with the discussion of the purpose of the various contacts. I think to get to that point, if we agree that that's a useful use of the public forum, I think.
Jordan, are you Rick? Is that question open for discussion?
It will be in just a minute, Steve.
Okay.
I think to get to that point, we would need to over the next couple of weeks solicit, make sure that we have any additional data gathering, or if we wanted further input from constituencies, et cetera, to take place fairly quickly in order to have a body of work to present at that session. But yes, Steve, I'm glad to open that question up to comments.
Well, I'm not sure that it is the best use of that time. I guess that's council's decision. And if the council thinks that nothing that needs public exposure and comment more than WHOIS is going on in the GNSO council, then I guess that's. I wasn't aware that council had made that decision, but if they have, then obviously we need to be responsive to it. Again, I think it might make sense to. Rather than looking at things that have been on our plate for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, to look at some of the issues that we've been working on that have been on our plate for 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years, and on which we've done a lot of work. Accuracy is one of them. So is the question of national laws. So is the question of notification and consent, which presumably the council will have acted on by then, since this is, I guess, a week or so after the next council meeting. Those are the issues where we might have something to present to the public and get their comments. It's more likely that would be useful than to say, here's a topic we just got handed on June 2nd, what do you think?
Milton, you want to be added to the queue?
Yes, please.
Anyone else?
Jordan, can I just offer a clarification from council?
Yeah, please. That might be useful first.
Yeah. I think we're perhaps overreacting to what council's intent was. That is, there is a 2-hour there's a 2-hour public forum, and we will take comments. Steve, on other work that council will be receiving, but I would not see any reason why we could not include the work on national law in our in the report from the task force and what the task force takes public comment on. So, why don't we? My suggestion would be that we put together a plan for what we would like to address as a task force, and assume that, and have you as the chair go back to Bruce and confirm that roughly an hour could be devoted to WHOIS, if that is what everyone thinks would be the useful time approach.
Yeah, that's fine. I think you're right. The decision will have to be made at the council level as to how we allocate. That's how the 2-hour session is allocated, and we can simply make a proposal as to how we would view the best what we would view as appropriate use of that time from the task force's perspective. Milton,
Well, that's one thing I was going to suggest was, in fact, what Marilyn just said. Not being on the council, however, it's much better that she said it than me. The only other thing I was going to say was that it's not quite true that items 1, 2, and 3 of the current task force statement of work have just been added to our plate. There are elements of that that were really part of the old Who is Task Force 1 and 2 that we have been, in fact, debating for some time, and I think we're just sort of doing it in a much more structured manner now. So it's a bit of an exaggeration, Steve, but you're always very good at making these rhetorical points to say that we suddenly are deciding, you know, we suddenly had these things thrown on our plate. In fact, it's kind of more of a distillation of what we've been debating for the past year. Or is it 2 years? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time in any case, Milton. I think, if we look specifically at the task one, I think that's actually probably one of the oldest topics in the discussion of who is. I think even the old Who Is Task Force, I'll call it, or the first Who Is Task Force, actually did a significant survey on the uses of Who Is. Is that correct, Marilyn?
That's right.
So I think, you know, number one certainly doesn't strike me as being a new topic by any means. It is something that we have not discussed, I think, in nearly as structured a manner as we probably could. I guess the only question that in my mind is if we try to look at topics that have been on the plate for a longer period of time, we could essentially take up the two approaches I could see that would be useful for the public forum in terms of perhaps getting some feedback from the public might be to present some of the various proposals that we've seen throughout the task forces, perhaps related to to whatever extent we have work related to 3, 5, and even 4, and just sort of ask for reactions to that. Whereas I think with 1 and 2, we might be able to propose some specific questions for people to react to and think about that may help frame some of our additional policy-making work. So that's why I would view it as being most useful to focus on those two topics from the task force perspective.
Could you just ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
So hypothetically, we would suggest to people that be most useful. They might answer the following questions, as well as offer other comments to us. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we'd come up with a list of questions that we're soliciting feedback on. But for example, they might be, what do you use Who Is for? What do you think the purpose of Who Is? What do you, who do you list as the technical contact for your domain names? Things like that, so we could get a feel for.
Right. I think it would be particularly helpful in instruction to the constituencies and a useful learning exercise, particularly the multinational corporations and the ISPs and others probably need to actually look at who they, we have definitions for what we think, you know, we have a definition for administrative, billing, technical, domain holder. It may be that practices are different from that. We don't actually know that right now. So I think it would be helpful to ask this question.
Yeah, I think so. I think both in terms of posing questions to the constituencies as well as presenting these issues for follow-up in the public forum. But let me suggest this. This call's been, I don't know if we were supposed to end at 11 or 11:30, but let me suggest in terms of some specific next work items that we can take up in advancing this, that we next week's call that we divided into two sections, essentially one to follow up on the work on national law and the draft that hopefully we'll see from Kathy or Steve today. And the second half, we essentially do try to develop a list of questions related to one and two that we think would be helpful in formulating a position on those. And they may be just soliciting constituencies and others on what they view the answers to some of these topics are, or they may be how they, and with regards to number two, what sort of data they are actually putting in these various contacts at present in order to get a better understanding of how the WHOIS system is actually used. And then we may issue that as a, we may actually issue a formal request to constituencies for further feedback on some of those questions. And I think we could decide after developing a list of questions whether it was useful or not to present those as part of the public forum.
Jordan, I just make a comment about timeliness.
Sure.
For anyone to be able to do outreach back to their constituency, the question by really end of next week, and we still will only get preliminary responses. But I still think it's a good thing to do. But I just urge us, to move ahead with it and try to get a group of questions out there, even if it's a draft list and people are asked to answer as many of these as you're able to or something of that nature. Otherwise, we're going to, we'll miss people being able to do outreach to their constituency before they come into Luxembourg.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think that's why I wanted to get it on the agenda for next week. And hopefully, I would actually encourage, I'll send out a note later today, but I'll encourage people to start to think of questions and send them to the list in anticipation of next week's discussion. Hopefully we can finalize the list on next week's call, or if not, shortly thereafter, but by the end of next week. And then in following weeks, I think we could review the uses that the week after, we could perhaps review the list of uses that Maria is gathering right now and start to frame that, plus responses to start to frame a statement about the purpose.
Maria is just gathering historical information.
Correct, yes. She's gathering the list of uses that have already been identified by previous task forces, as I understand. So I think we'll have that as an input. We'll also hope to start to get input from, we won't have it probably 2 weeks from today, but we'll hope to start to get input from constituencies and others as to their perspectives on these, but at least we could start to review that the week after, and then sort of targeting hopefully maybe the ICANN meetings, the 11th through the 15th, is that right, of July?
Mm. Yeah.
So we have two or three more calls. But in any case, I think we could probably start to formulate at least draft statements, perhaps about one and two, with needing further information, recognizing that we may need further information from constituencies to really nail down, and various other members of the community as well, in order to nail down the statements and have them form a part of our ongoing work.
Jordan, I'm sorry, I wasn't on at the beginning. Is the ALAC representative?
The ALAC is not on this call.
Okay. It's important to do outreach to them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I've been on for the very end. This is Monday.
Great. So, yeah, that certainly would be useful to have the ALAC's perspective on some of these questions.
Okay. I'll circulate them to attempt to get some more comment.
Great. Thanks, Wendy. So that's sort of a very short-term work plan, but my objective would be, I guess, just in thinking in terms of dates, is hopefully shortly after to sort of conclude our work on tasks one and two shortly after Luxembourg. Hopefully, task five we could have done. We may even be ready to send to public comment prior to Luxembourg. That would leave us sort of post-Luxembourg working on topics, focusing our work on topics three and then four. Three and four. Any additional thoughts or comments on that? It seemed reasonable in terms of objectives and timelines.
I think that assumes that. Are you assuming that we're going to reach consensus on what the purpose of who is?
Either we'll reach consensus or realize that we're not going to reach consensus, Steve.
But again, we're talking about shortly after Luxembourg. We're not talking about trying to reach the consensus before Luxembourg.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I think Luxembourg will still be hoping for some additional input, but maybe we'll have we may or may not have draft positions, but we may have a few different sort of ideas about topics one and two at least we could present, and then shortly after Luxembourg, sort of by let's call it by end of July, we'd be able to conclude work on one and two, and hopefully conclude it by coming to agreement about these things. But if we can't, then I think hopefully by that point it will be obvious where we stand, at least, and we could concentrate our work at that point on topics three and four, tasks three and four.
Could we also, for those who might be traveling to Luxembourg, could we decide now or in the next few days when, if this task force is going to meet in Luxembourg, when that would be? It sounded as though one possibility was Monday. I guess with the registrar constituency not here, maybe we can't set that, but maybe you could circulate some options.
Yeah, why don't we, I will work with I think Marilyn's our meeting liaison.
Yes, how about that?
So I'll work with Marilyn and to figure out a few slots perhaps to propose to the list, and then maybe on next week's call we could finalize that, Steve.
Okay.
Can I ask if people on the call would be comfortable? Right now, I can tell you there is a council breakfast on Monday morning that I know about. Other than that, Monday is open for a number of meetings, unless things have changed since last night and today with the ICANN staff that I need to follow up with. Are people open to an early, like, working session, like maybe, for instance, on constituency day from 8:30 to 10:30, with constituency day then starting after that?
Or yeah, I that seems reasonable to me personally.
Only if breakfast is supplied.
I take note of that.
Marilyn, is it possible also to meet on Sunday prior to this GAC session?
Council has a working session on Sunday from either 9:30 to 12 or 10 to 12:30. It hasn't been confirmed yet, and not all councilors are going to be available for that, but that would take up three of the tasks that the council has.
Yeah, so seems like Monday morning might be a good slot. Why don't we, Marilyn, to sort of broaden the scope, let's talk offline and we can maybe have a couple of questions we can pose to the list and see where we're going to get the best participation.
Okay. That'd be great. And we need to do it probably in an arrangement to allow dial-in, if at all possible.
Yes.
Okay.
And in terms of our next meeting, are we going back to the 9:30 time Eastern, or are we at 10?
Yeah, no, I think we'd be back. This is a one-time adjustment.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, so 9:30 next week. We'll split our time between a discussion of the national law topic and putting together a list of questions relating to topics, to tasks one and two. Anyone else have any other business before we wrap up this call? Okay, thanks everyone. We'll resume next week at 9:30 Eastern time.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks.
Jordan, do you want to have a meeting together?
Hold on. hold on one second. Pardon, what was that?
I was just thinking that Glenn and I should probably call you together on meeting coordination.
Yeah, that's probably the most helpful way to do it.